Rain is essential for life, but too much of it can lead to flooding, causing sewers to overflow and carry contaminants to nearby river systems. The city of Washington, D.C. has an innovative way to deal with that. This rooftop garden on the campus of the University of the District of Columbia includes a variety of vegetation to help absorb excess rainwater and grow food at the same time. Architect David Bell designed 5 green roofs on the campus.
And we're really excited about this project because it started to do something more than just dealing with stormwater management. It took advantage of a resource above the city that you see all over, where you have these flat roofs that aren't doing anything, and really made it something that was about urban agriculture.
Graduate student Caitlin Arlotta says the project is part of a research initiative to see what plants are best suited for rooftop environments, both for food as well as pollination.
These are the tomatoes that we're growing. We have the same experiment running with tomatoes as we do with strawberries, so we're doing variety trials, and we're trying just to see which variety grows the best in a green roof setting. In an urban environment, you don't have maybe all that many spaces to choose from, and so rooftops are just unutilized space. So it's a really good way to not have to restructure your city necessarily and be able to incorporate green roofs.
Arlotta says the main goal of the program is to have food justice.
So bringing fresh food into cities where you wouldn't necessarily have that access.
That includes produce for immigrant members of the community as well.
In the U.S., it may not seem very common to use hibiscus leaves and sweet potato leaves as food, but in many places around the world, it is.
My biggest surprise was that we produced 4,250 pounds of produce the first year and was able to disseminate that to people in need.
Sandy Farber-Bandier is coordinator of the school's Master Gardener program.
This is the future for food. What we have established here at this college is the food hub concept of you grow it here, you prepare it in a commercial kitchen, you distribute it through farmers markets, food trucks, and then you recycle.
While D.C. is home to one of the largest numbers of green roofs in the country, not all of them are designed to grow food. David Bell hopes that over time that will change, providing a better connection to nature and better fresh food for the city. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.